Pause recording button.
Okay, sorry now. This is my last one, I promise, at least for today. As I was finishing up my ramblings, on the forum that I have on Semnitz community forums and pages of Serotech, anytime I give an advice or my views on something in that particular forum, which I try to keep it neutral, no preferences over the other one. So if you are a Semnet subscriber, I would suggest maybe looking it up. Maybe that would be informative for you. And if you're not a Semnet subscriber of Serotech, they do offer a 14-day free trial, and then they do have a what they call Accessibility Anywhere package for $22 a month. You may want to try it out. It's a pretty neat service. You have descriptive videos. You have also, with that package, you have a free OCR program. So, in a screen reader and chat rooms, forums, a whole bunch of stuff. But let me digress, as I was saying. At the end, I always try to finish my post as saying, like in life, with your technology, do not let yourself be, it's like in life, with your technology, ask to be educated. Do not let yourself be manipulated. And that is what I try to do when it comes to, especially with these two highly explosive, you could say, topics within the blind community. iOS versus Android. It is that simple. You want to learn it? Then ask questions. When they start giving you their personal points of views, shrug it off or tell them, stop. I don't want to know what you think. I just want to know what you know about it. So yes, ask to be educated. Do not let yourself be manipulated. And if you follow them, I can guarantee you that this whole conflict or fight between the iOS and Android will cease to exist with the blind community. Educate one another. Do not manipulate one another. Thanks for listening, y'all.